So based on what we've been saying until now, so it'll be obvious in a situation a person is getting up before davening and planning to sit down and learn for a while or do something else before davening, and then he's going to be using the bathroom again before davening, he would not make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim when he gets up in the morning, the earlier time, but rather he would wait till after he uses the bathroom immediately prior to davening, and then he would make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, because according to the Rosh, he cannot make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim earlier. He still is going to be in a situation where his hands will be unclean and have to be cleansed for davening. And that's the washing, which will be the appropriate washing, which is actually preparing himself to be naki and be clean for davening purposes. So that's the moment of cleansing himself. That's the moment of his Netilas Yadayim, and that's the moment that we'll make the bracha. According to the Rashba, theoretically he should have said the bracha earlier on, but we have the logic that the Beis Yosef says that a person, just like we wait, even though based on the way the Gemara presents it, that the brachas of we say in the morning, brachas ha-shachar, getting dressed, are said as we're actually doing them. Our meaning is to wait till later on to say it in the Beis HaKnesses. So similarly, the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, according to the Rashba, should have been said earlier. We can wait to be mesader to say it later on. Let's say a situation comes up where a person didn't think about that possibility, and he said the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim earlier. Meanwhile, he ends up going to the bathroom again before davening. So in that situation, he would not say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim a second time, because according to the Rashba, he definitely said the bracha. According to the Rosh, really that bracha earlier probably was a bracha of Batala, because that wasn't the act of washing which prepared him for davening. But you cannot make the bracha now, because according to the Rosh, but you're ready for Yotze. It's a suffix bracha, and you cannot say the bracha again. So in the case of a person is in a situation where he knows that it's a possibility, it's preferred to wait on the suffix. Now, what do you do the other way around? I waited because I expected to go to the bathroom after my shir, before davening, and at the end of it, I did not need to use the bathroom. So according to the Rashba, I can say the bracha now. That's the argument that the Beis Yosef says according to the Rashba. According to the Rosh, I can't make the bracha. The washing was much earlier. We don't have this argument according to the Rosh. You're allowed to make this bracha later on. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests in that situation, a person should bring himself to a situation of chiyuv. How do you do that? Or a person touches parts of his body which are normally covered, and therefore considered for these purposes, halachic purposes, it's considered unclean. By doing that, he's making his hands unclean, and therefore according to the Rashi, he would have to wash his hands before davening. So according to the Rashi, we can make the bracha later on. According to the Rashi, he's vaday chayiv, even though he did not go to the bathroom, by putting himself into a chiyuv, by touching. One example of that would be making himself his hands unclean by touching parts of his body which are normally mechusa. Have a good morning.